today the parents are much more aware of protecting their skin than our parents were in years past, so they're going to have that benefit. But then, of course, when they become teenagers, they don't listen so much anymore, so there's always a risk of getting some of that sun exposure at that age group, too.
So when I go to the dermatologist to have my skin looked at, so is that like an all-over body scan?
When you go for a checkup with the dermatologist, I think, you know, there are a number of things when people say skin check that they actually mean. Could be to check their acne, to check their warts, or to check for skin cancer. So a total body skin cancer screening is analogous to a physical exam for the skin that you might, you know, a physical exam that you might go see with your routine internal medicine doctor. So you have to say, I would like a full body skin cancer screening, so it's clear, because that may not be the expectation for the patient nor the doctor if it's not communicated.
So if you want that full body scan, you have to ask for it. Okay, so now the question everyone wants to know, Dr. Serena Young, what do you use on your skin?
Well, the most important thing as far as protecting your skin from skin cancer, as well as anti-aging, preventing wrinkles, is putting a sunblock on your skin before you leave the house in the morning. And, you know, the number one thing I'll hear from patients in the office is, oh, I don't go in the sun. And I always try to communicate to them that while you're not laying out in the sun like you might have in years past, like you said, with the reflector out on the car beach in the driveway, but that little bit of walking to the car or driving in the car, because the UVA rays still penetrate the car windows, every day of our lives adds up to wear and tear from the sun on our chronically exposed areas, backs of the hands, the face, and the chest. So, you know, put the sunblock on if you're going outside, and you can't even rely on a cloudy day, which we've had a lot of recently, because clouds are only going to protect you about maybe 20-25% from the ultraviolet rays.